That is a complicated one. You know, I mean, I think that part of the reason that we've been able, like everybody that I know that works in education, it's been like, it's just been a time of like so much drama. You know, like every school is like, you know, like the staff unionize and then the administration don't like that. And then people quit. And then there's like big to-dos and then schools close. And like everybody that I know that works in education, especially like the not, I mean, in the public system too, like everyone's like, we thought this was it. You know, it just is so much drama. And I feel like rightly so, you know, it's like really, I mean, there's danger, you know, so it makes sense that people should be upset about it. But I feel like our, I feel like our program, I do feel like one of our strengths as an organization has always been like flexibility and being able to just like change what we're doing. And in some ways, that's a problem because it means I'm always like, all right, we're just gonna go over here now, you know? But in this con in this situation, it's generally, I think, been an asset. With that said, though, what that means is that we can't provide stability for our staff, and that we lost, and like one of our like core teachers who's been with us forever, we lost, and that was like a really big loss. You know, she went to work at another school that, you know, was like, no matter what, you have a contract through the year, you're getting paid through the year. And we offered her that as well, but it just, I think that we just felt like less stable to her. So we lost one of our really great staff members. And then again, because we're doing this, like, you know, we had a fall session, we're doing a winter session. We've had two folks decide not to, no, three of our staff of eight decide not to come back for the winter session, which is fair. You know, like we said that they could, that was fair. And we left it open that we might not hire them for the winter session because we might not have enough families, you know. So on the one hand, we've been able to like respond to enrollment and be able to like not spend a ton of money or not get us in a situation where we like are needing, you know, are responsible for paying people for the whole year when school isn't being offered and families aren't going to pay us. But on the other hand, that has meant that like we can't provide stability for our staff, and it has led to turnover. You know, and I think our folks who are staying with us are, you know, we can still get partial unemployment because all of our positions are part-time positions right now because we're only open for the mornings because we gave up our childcare license because they don't license fully outdoor programs.